I didn't know.
But you knew they were from North Carolina.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, now, what did your mother do for a living?
My mother died when this child was.
I know it, but before, what did she?
Oh, she married it. You and back in those days, she married at the age of 17.
Oh.
And, see, and she was 32 years old when she died, and she died, well, she was born about 30 years surrender.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And she's been dead 70 some odd years, because the baby she left was 5 weeks old when she died.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what did your father do for a living?
My father, he's a farmer some, and he was a cook for the Jim Bush people who run the county farm. And he farms some.
And he farms some.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what about your husband?
My husband?
Uh-huh.
My husband.
Where did he come from?
He was born in Louisiana, but he was reared here up from a boy.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Albert Plummer.
Mm-hmm. So you met him then here?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, what did he do for a living?
He's a fireman at the Hong Kong Bridge. He was a millwright and fireman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Died in 46.
Mm-hmm. How old was he when he died?
He's 63 or more.
And what church did you go to?
Me?
Uh-huh.
I go a Baptist.
You Baptist, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was meaning, yeah. And your occupation?
Well, when I was working, I cooked.
Mm-hmm.
I was a cook.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember, when your mother died, you went to live with your grandparents, that was?
Yes, when my mother died in the last of November, and I don't know, she'd been dead 70 some odd mm-hmm. year, about mm-hmm. 75
mm-hmm.
or more.
Right around
year.
1900 then, she died,
I guess. Somewhere there, close along there, because my youngest sister, her baby, she was 70 some years old when she died in 69.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't keep it all together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was too small to keep
mm-hmm.
it
together.
But anyhow, what were you asking me?
I was asking you about where you went to live when your mother died.
I lived with my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And then after my grandmother raised this baby up, and she passed, and my auntie, my mother's sister,
mm-hmm.
and my oldest sister, and my grandfather kept us from being put us out among some other
mm-hmm.
kin people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so.
Well, do you remember, thinking back about your childhood, which house do you remember best of the houses you lived in?
I remember, best of my life living in the
mm-hmm.
with someone
mm-hmm.
was with my auntie.
Mm-hmm. Remember that her house
mm-hmm.
then.
And
mm-hmm.
grandfather's house.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I had other kinfolk, but they weren't so nice to me. But I
yeah.
had to put up with it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're like a house like your grandfather's or your.
I had an uncle Robert Fowler. I lived with him. He's my mother's brother.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed with him a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I left.